Coming up this Saturday at the Virginia Theater, it's the annual Pens to Lens Gala event. And here to talk about that with us today is Thomas Nickel. He's on the Pens to Lens board and is also the head of the Champaign Movie Makers. Thomas, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Pens to Lens has really grown since it started. I'm curious to get your input on how it all got started. What was the impetus, really, for getting Pens to Lens going here in Champaign-Urbana?
Well, a few years ago, then, we started an organization called the CU Film Society. Basic goal was to bring screenings and workshops and make, you know, filmmaking an accessible thing for people to appreciate here. And we had a conversation about how we could get kids involved. And we decided that the easiest way was to make a screenwriting competition, because anybody can write a script. You don't need any special equipment. You don't need any experience. You just got pen and paper or a computer. Just write it down. You're done. And so then the idea came that we could have a contest and actually have filmmakers produce selected scripts from kids in the area. And so the first year we had 9 scripts that were produced. We were on a much tighter timeline because we were trying to get the screening in before school ended. Mm-hmm. The next year and this year, then we opened up for filmmakers a little more time. We're having the screening at the end of the summer rather than before the summer starts, which let people do a lot more movies. The first year we had 9, the second year we had 20 and 22, and this year we have 20. So you can see it's gotten really big.
Talk about the response to it. You know, even in the first year, you put out the call for screenplays. How would you describe the response you got?
Everyone who's heard about it has been really excited. I can't tell you how many people have said, oh man, if there was a program like this when I was a kid, then that would just be the best thing. And the kids have been really enthusiastic, too. We've gotten a lot of really fantastic screenplays, hundreds each year. I think we were at over 200 this year, which is a pretty good place to be.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm curious, Thomas, how you decide, how you go through all these screenplays. How do you decide which ones get made?
Well, that is up to the individual filmmakers. They read through a whole bunch of screenplays. Some people read every single one. We have a system where you can read through and rate stuff. And so the stuff that a lot of people rate really highly gets more attention. And so even if you don't feel up to making a screenplay, you can still make it easier for someone else who might be able to find it. And then you just find whatever speaks to you personally. There are some people who look for, you know, screenplays by really little kids that have completely crazy, insane visuals and goofy dialogue. And there's some people who look for just dramatic pieces by older high schoolers that have a little more refined style. And we've actually gotten a really great balance of people looking for stuff from all ages. Each of the sort of age groups that we divide up, elementary, middle, and high school, it's fairly even across those. We just have a really great mix of people looking for different things.
And tell us about some of the filmmakers this year. Who are the people making these screenplays into movies this year?
So the filmmakers from Champaign Movie Makers, there are a whole lot of people. There's 20 movies being made. There are some that are teams of people getting together. I actually am on a team of 3 directors for one of the ones that I worked on. There are some people who just do it on their own, some people who do multiple. And there's a whole lot of different styles represented. There's a lot of live action, obviously, because that's one of the easiest ones to do. Just, you know, there are various animation styles, too. There's a guy named Michael Bach who has done some hand-drawn animation. There is A.J. Christensen has done a 3D animation. My wife and I did a stop-motion animation.
You know, what films particularly are you working on this year? Tell us about the project you're contributing to.
So I was on over half of the sets in some capacity or another. I co-directed 2 movies. There was the stop motion that I mentioned that my wife and I directed called The Moose Emergency. It was written by a first grader, and it's about a moose who is happy to be a moose. He's walking through the forest one day, and he comes across a sign that says no littering, and he nods approvingly, looks down, and there is litter everywhere, and he does not take this very well. The other script that I co-directed, I worked with Andrew Gleason and Anna Zorn. We directed a movie last year together called Mr. Snuggles, and we decided to team up again this year on a script called What's the Password? And it's written by a high school senior. It's about some like 8 to 10-year-old kids who are siblings, and they get in a blanket fort war. Mm-hmm. That the two brothers have a club that they won't let their sister play in, and she says, well, okay, I'm just going to go make my own fort. And they have a battle, and it's glorious.
It sounds like it. So those are a couple of movies you can see this Saturday. And it has to be pretty cool for not only the screenwriters, but for you yourself, the filmmaker, to see your work on the big screen at the Virginia Theater.
Oh, absolutely. A screen that size is a wonderful thing to see something that you put together up.
Yeah, it certainly is. There seems to be quite an active filmmaking community here in Champaign-Urbana. How would you describe the movie community here?
It is active. It is amazing. It is completely boggles the mind how many great filmmakers we have here who just love working together. It's mostly not driven by commercial gains, though there are some, you know, commercial projects out there. But mostly it's just people who really like making movies, just making movies together. And I've talked with a lot of people that I've met at film fests around, and there are, you know, other film communities around, but no one seems to be quite as active and engaged and totally on top of things as Champaign is. And I don't know why that is, but I'm certainly happy that we have that.
Absolutely. So we look forward to enjoying part of that this Saturday, the Pens to Lens Gala at the Virginia Theater. This Saturday, two sessions at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Thomas Nickel on the Pens to Lens Committee and with Champaign Movie Makers. Thank you so much for telling us all about it today.
Thank you.